you love me that way. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, current swell mit When to Talk and When to Listen auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band hier in Berlin im schönen Musik und Frieden und stellt die neue Platte nochmal vor. Wir quatschen, bevor wir sie zum Soundcheck schicken, nochmal ein bisschen über Aufnahmesessions mit Shakir King, dem Grammy-prämierten Produzenten, der auch schon mit den Kings of Leon arbeitete. Wir finden heraus, inwiefern der erste Tag der LP-Produktion wegweisend war, denn am ersten Tag hat Shakir King die Band erstmal wieder nach Hause geschickt und gesagt, kommt erst wieder, wenn ihr was zu sagen habt. Vorher brauchen wir es nicht zu versuchen mit dem gemeinsamen Arbeiten. Wie das die Platte beeinflusste, das werden wir herausfinden. Wir sprechen ein bisschen über Nashville und so weiter und so fort. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal hello and welcome back again, Scott, Dave, Louis and Chris. Hello, Current Swell.
Hello, hello, hello. We love you. We love it here. We love you.
And we love you too. And we love having you here. So, how are you doing today?
It is a long drive, but very, very nice.
Where are you coming from?
Munich.
Oh, that's a long drive.
Yeah.
Someone in Canada wrote the itinerary like, 800 kilometers, nothing.
That is nothing. Do you even have to cross the mountains? No.
So, let's send them from Munich to Berlin. So, congratulations once again on your album, When to Talk and When to Listen. You're going to play those new songs at Musik und Frieden tonight. And I've read about the production sessions with Shakir King, who had worked before with the Kings of Leon.
True.
And with the Cold War Kids and all these big bands. He won Grammys for his work. And I read that on the very first day of your session, you played him a few songs and he was like, no, I don't like them enough. Please come back as soon as you have to say something. Is that true?
Yeah, he liked the songs, but we weren't playing them well together in the studio. We were kind of, you know, shizing the bed. Or no, we were not doing well. And he kind of just was like, you know, go and get your head screwed on straight and take a walk. And we kind of came back and, you know, talked all together and kind of came back and nailed it. And he's like, that's what I'm talking about. And
oh, really?
Yeah, so it got really good after that.
Okay, cool. So it was just a matter of a day or something. Because I was like, if you turn up in the studio and you're ready to pay money for the guy and for the studio, and he's like, I mean, you could do better. Please come back again as soon as you're ready for the production. Yeah. It must be kind of like, it must be shattering, kind of.
It was definitely rattling, like... But yeah, I'm more interested to see how your mind works. You hear a story like that and you're like, logistically, what did they do with their studio time? Did they get it back?
It's a German approach, you know?
It was
it's not a very efficient thing to say for a producer, you know? Yeah. He could have said, take the time and rehearse a little bit. This is the room, you're paying for it anyway, but it's Shakir's.
No, it was
one of the day off or something.
It did shake us up enough to, you know, we took stock of the band, and I think at that time we had a guy filling in on bass for the last few years, and after the album was out, we're like, okay, we'll see you later, man. We started working with Louis, our original bass player, and the vibes are so good right now, and
There's some negative vibes when recording because
Louis knows more girls in this country than like.
He knows all the German girls.
Yeah, it's just
it's crazy.
Somehow I do well in Germany.
Somehow.
Might not leave.
In Canada, they like a big lumberjack man, and in Germany, they like him cut just like this guy.
Yeah. But I mean, now we've mentioned the 80s word vibe, you know?
Yep.
And I really think it's still, I mean, it's a word from the 80s, but it's still an important thing for a band. We've just realized that when you told us the story about the bass player you've worked with for a few times, and then Louis comes back and all of a sudden it clicks again.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't even play bass well enough.
No.
No, it's just... No, I'm sorry, Louis. It's just thinking about the fact that vibe might be more important sometimes than the quality of the bass player. He might be the best bass player in the world, but if he's an asshole, you have to hang around with him for weeks in a tour bus
all day long, and just
it's the worst.
It is nice. So Louis started the band with us and kind of gave us our first push by buying a little digital recording unit for us to write our songs and record them on. So, you know, it's like
the whole family's back together again.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It feels right.
It's a full circle thing that's happening.
Yeah.
And the full circle thing is happening on the LP as well with the Marsha track that opens up the LP, and then there's a different version of that.
You are good.
On the end of the record.
That's right.
That was like a coincidence because I've read about the fact that you entered the studio and someone was playing around with the Marsha track to re-edit vocals or something like that.
Yeah, we were redoing my vocals on it because I just wasn't happy with it. And then he just pressed this like command alt blah 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 like thing, and it basically plays it in slow motion. And we were like, Davers was just like, oh my god, that sounds so awesome. And so he later had that once we decided to put Marsha first. He's like, remember like how awesome it sounded slow mo.
Yeah.
And he's like, we should put that at the end, like as an outro. And I was like, that's a great idea. And yeah, it worked out well.
Yeah, and it shows the audience out there that you have an old school respect for the album format.
Oh, like, big time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big time.
More and more artists are like, I'm going to put out an EP every few months. Mm-hmm. And if people want to listen to more than four songs in a row, they'll put on two EPs or something. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, we used to, our manager hates this, but like when we make the song listing, we do it like, oh, like what's it going to sound like once you flip the record?
And
first song on the next record, like on the other side of the record, what's that song going to be?
Sure.
And it's fun to do that way. And our no one listens to records. I was like, yeah, whatever, beat it.
I really do think that there's more and more young people who are kind of like reconnecting with the album format.
Oh, for sure.
There's been a phase where really everybody was just listening to singles on Spotify, but I think it changes again. People are buying more vinyls than MP3s in Germany nowadays. So you know what I'm saying? It's going back to the old school listening. And I really remember when I was a kid and I listened to albums only. So when a song, even if it was the single, when it finished, you always had the chords for the next song.
Like it's ready to go. You know? Yeah. And when you can hit the right tone, like it's gonna be like ding ding, and you like hit the exact note, you're like, oh, my pitch is perfect.
True. You remember the first line of the next song when that song is over,
and you're waiting for it. And then when someone makes a CD and it's not that song, they change the order or it's a mix and you're like, hey, what the hell? That's supposed to be...
Yeah.
Anyways.
I had Swerve Driver here, you know, the old school independent band from England. And then they were replaying a record that they made 25 years ago. And they had two versions of it. It was the UK version and the US version. They had to decide, like, we're going to play the UK version tonight in that particular order. Now, before we talk a bit more and before we listen to a live version of Marsha, let's listen to Staying Up All Night, a current Swell song off of the new record, When to Talk and When to Listen. Current Swell, it's Staying Up All Night. Tonight's theme song, maybe, for the band.
Every night.
Jet lag. That sounds nice to me. You're a young band still. One realizes that when people talk about it like that. Oh, I mean, you've been around for a while, but still young. You've recorded the album in Vancouver partly, but also in Nashville as well. How was working in Nashville? Was it the first time for you there to record there?
First time to record there. It was lovely. Mm-hmm. One of the nicest Blackbird Studio, one of the nicest studios in the world, probably. It's like it's insane the amount of gear and this room. The room there is just incredible.
Yeah. And people always talk about the fact that some different places can inspire you to do things differently, maybe with the band and stuff. And did Nashville inspire you to go for a different approach? I mean, we've been talking about Jakir as well, but not thinking about him. Was it special for you? Because Nashville, it once was a city for the country people and the Americana music, but now it's like everything's happening there, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's just like the music capital. It's like Hollywood for musicians kind of thing. So, yeah, but I don't think nothing really. We were like, we got there and we were right in the studio, and we're pretty much in the studio from like, you know, we'd wake up and then till late and then go to bed and wake up. And so like, even though you're in Nashville, you're inside the whole time in a studio, or you'd be outside playing this like bums up ball game on the wall. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But it was a good idea, I think, for you to switch places because it keeps things interesting as well.
Totally. And, you know, a great opportunity
to
go and work there and stuff. So.
Yeah, cool. So what are your plans for the rest of the year? Are there any highlights on the festival agenda?
Yeah, we go home and basically festival season back home. And then me and Dave we're just trying to write and hopefully record over the summer as much as we can. And just, you know, do the whole Groundhog Day, do it all over again. You know?
There's this one famous German director, Michael Fassbender, Rainer Werner Fassbender, who once said, as soon as the new movie's in the cinemas, the next one has to be ready already, you know? You have to be done when the stuff is in the shelves. You have to be done with the next project.
Exactly. And I think promoting it and gotta stay busy.
Takes so long. Yeah. Now you're gonna play us a live version of the opening track of the new record called Marsha.
Yeah.
It's a very personal song about your mom.
It's kind of like you know, I feel when I'm like trying to work something out in my head, whether it's like I got in a fight with like, you know, like a girlfriend or whatever, and you're just kind of, I'm like walking my dog and I'm just like talking out loud almost, and really I feel like I'm always just talking to my mom, like, you know, kind of still like what would she do advice kind of thing. And I came home after one of those days, and this one just one of those magical songs that like wrote itself really quickly, and I wasn't even going to show it to the guys, and I think I showed it to a friend and Dave caught wind of it, and so he wanted to hear it, and then he really liked it, and so kind of made it to the record.
And I love those stories about those songs that have written themselves.
Yeah.
And most of the times they have to do with someone somewhere else who passed away or something. It's really interesting. There's this special thing about music explain.
No, it's a gift when it's just given to you like this great song.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound esoteric or something. No, not at all. But I mean, especially those songs that are writing themselves, they're almost, every time they're almost, it's super interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked a lot, and I wanted you to play us a live version of that song, Marsha, Current Swell, hier also nochmal auf Flux FM. Wir werden im Anschluss an die Performance noch Tickets verlosen für ihre Show im Musik und Frieden. Are you ready, guys?
Yes, absolutely.
Live auf Flux FM, Current Swell.
Don't take offense if she's the only one who I confide in. And dear love, it's not what you thought it was or it is. So stop asking me where I've been. And oh, Marsha, you ever wait? Nobody listens like you. And I'll do anything that you say, 'cause nobody listens. Yeah, nobody listens like you. Voices, yeah, in my head can't possibly be good for my health. And is it wrong when I'm all alone? Constantly talk to myself. And oh, Marsha, you ever wait? Nobody listens like you. And I'll do anything that you say, 'cause nobody listens. Nobody listens like you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Current Swell. Und die Live-Variante ihrer Nummer Marsha. Heute Abend spielen sie im Musik und Frieden. Guys, it was a pleasure to meet you again.
Oh, thank I
love
you.
You. We love you too. And no, I love all of you guys. I want to give you guys hugs.
Let's hug it out.
I'll close the mics and we'll hug a little bit. And thank you guys. Bye bye.
Musik und Frieden.